are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality. Question Reality. With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide you with advice, tips, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means that we will definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you are interested. If you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of their shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website, latalkradio.com. Click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1, because that's the channel that we're on. Scroll down and look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and just click the link. And this takes you directly to our personal Question Reality archive page, and that is where you can view the list of all of our past guests. Now, we also have our shows available for you to download on iTunes under the podcast section and also on Stitcher.com. So you just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and there we are. Now, we have an official website for all of the upcoming guests. That's a separate website. If you want to find out who's going to be on our show all the way up, my God, we're booked until March 2014. We've become so popular. Thank you very much, people. You want to go to that website, and the address is questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com, and that has all the information about our upcoming guests. Now, as always, we have been answering the demand for musical guests to be on the show. People are like, actors and directors and producers are out. We want some music people. And so we have been listening, and we have met your needs again today. We have a wonderful guest today. His name is Jiggly Jones. Do we not love that name? I feel like that is sort of a popcorn dish that I want to eat. I'm craving popcorn right now. He's kind of popcorny to me. He's a singer-songwriter, and I want you to go to his website right now while we are about to do our lovely advertisement that we do every week. His website is jigglyjones.com, and it's spelled JiggleyJones.com. And you can peruse it for a minute, and we are going to be answering all kinds of musical questions today. We got great, great, great questions that we got from email. We have, let me just tell you, right now we have James from Seattle, Washington, Trent from Newark, New Jersey, Sterling from Virginia, Robert from Baltimore, Melinda from Roanoke, Virginia, Carl from Queens, New York. So tune in. We are going to ask your questions today. Now, first, we want to talk about plays. Now, I love plays. I have a theater background, as everyone knows, so I am always looking to go see a good play. And I have no problem advertising it. So if you know of any good plays that you've seen and you're like, my God, this is the bomb, everybody has to see it, email me, because I have no problem giving you guys an advertisement, giving you a little plug for that. And this play I know is going to be fantastic, because I go to this playhouse regularly. It's the West Valley Playhouse, and that is located at 7242 Owings Mouth Avenue in Canoga Park, and their website is wvplayhouse.com, wvplayhouse.com. And this is one of my favorite plays. It's their current production of Rodgers and Hart's Babes in Arms. And we all know that's fantastic. One of the best plays ever. Of course, it features some of the greatest songs ever written, like The Lady is a Tramp, The See My Funny Valentine, Where or When, et cetera, et cetera. And the actors, they are brilliant. I have heard so many great things. I'm actually going to go see the play next weekend, which is the last weekend to catch these guys. But I have heard rave reviews. I hear the actors sing the songs brilliantly. I heard the musical director, Patricia Hanifan, who I do not know, and choreographer Noel Britton, who I do not know. They did a fantastic job. They really worked the space. The set design is so tastefully done by Charles Hall. And of course, always brilliantly directed by Mr. John Barry. He directs a lot of shows there, and they are just handled with such care. A lovely theater, great energy. The seating. It's a really cool theater to check out. So again, this weekend, Friday, Saturday night, 8 o'clock, and they have a Sunday matinee. And you have to forgive me, I do not know when the Sunday matinee is, but if you go to their website, you can check that out. It's wvplayhouse.com. You can also call for tickets at 818-884-1907, 818-884-1907. So check it out, Babes in Arms. I know I'm going to be singing along to That Lady is a Tramp. Woo! All right. Now, let's get back to our guest today, Jiggly Jones. Now, he is an Americana alternative country singer-songwriter from Coatesville, Pennsylvania, which when I saw that, I said, where is Coatesville? Because I'm from the East Coast, as you know, and I've perused Philadelphia, and I'm like, where? I haven't heard of that, but I found out that it's just outside of Philadelphia, so it's got to be one of those really cool small towns that we've all heard of. And so that is where he comes from. And his debut album is No Spring Chicken. And it's currently at number 21 on the Roots Music Report chart. And the two singles on there, which are entitled Baby Blue, I like that, that's sweet, and Ain't That All Right, have received international airplay. And he has videos. Apparently, the video for Baby Blue has received more than 100,000 YouTube views. That is a lot, people. I would be very happy with 100,000 YouTube views. While the video for Ain't That All Right, which is the song, by the way, that you're going to be hearing today around 5:30. So, you know, 5:30, 5:35, hopefully we can stay on schedule. We're going to hear that today. And that has been seen more than 20,000 times in just a couple days. And both videos have topped the OnlyLyrics.com video chart. And the song Ain't That All Right is also charting on the International Broadcasters Association chart at number 88. So Jiggly is just rocking and rolling out there. His music has been included on MTV network shows like The Dennis Rodman Show, and he has performed at CMA Fest and CBGB's and the legendary Bitter End in New York City. So we got a little star on our hands today. So without further ado, let's just welcome him. What's going on, Mr. Jiggly Jones?
Hi, Priscilla. How are you? Hi, everybody.
My God, who doesn't love your name? Now, I got to say, that name is really super cool. Is that your real name, or did you just come up with that really cool name?
Well, actually, it's a nickname, so I guess that's sort of real, right? I've had it for 15 years, and I was a little skeptical at first when my friends gave me that name, but everybody seems to like it, so I jumped on the bandwagon and decided when I brought this project out to name the project after my nickname instead of my real name, which is Brian, so that's a little more boring. So.
Now, why did they give you, why did they decide Jiggly Jones? It's a great name, but why Jiggly Jones?
I'm not really sure. We were at a party or something up in New York when I was in a band up there, and that name or something was kicking around that night, and it ended up stuck on me. I think they were they were saying Eagley, and then they were putting the letter in front of that, and then my last name starts with a J, so they said Jiggly, and then they stuck it on me. So it was something simple like that, and then it spread like wildfire. And when I started this project, I figured I'd just use my nickname. Everybody seems to like it, so there you go.
So you've been using it for about 15 years now. Did you get it, do all the legal stuff and, like, change your name, or that's just an alternative? Okay. So, all right. So people are just going to probably know you as Jiggly Jones when they associate your face, for at least your music fans are going to associate that. Great.
Right.
All right, now I want to talk about this new EP, No Spring Chicken. This is available on all the major online retailers and CD Baby for physical copies. Tell us, where is this? Where Amazon, iTunes? Tell us all the places where we can get this.
iTunes, Amazon MP3, I think it's called, eMusic, CD Baby. There's places overseas that it can be bought. The list goes on and on, but you can just Google search my name and all kinds of stuff comes up. But if you go to my website, you can actually purchase right there on the website. There's a link to iTunes and CD Baby right on the website. So, and if you want to listen to it for free, it's on there too. You just hit the SoundCloud link. So
don't tell people that. They got all kinds of equipment out there. They can hack it, just download it for free. We want to make sure you get some cash for all your hard work.
Well, there's not too much
pirating
I can do about that. But
no pirating, people. Jiggly Jones needs some money. Don't be pirating. Now, how many songs are on the actual? So the title of the, I have to get you to clear something up, because I don't want to be walking around talking in an ignorant manner. What is the difference? Some people say, oh, my latest CD or my CD just dropped. And then there's people's like, my new EP just dropped. How do I know which terminology to use? EP, CD, and then people are still even using album. Which one do you use so you're relevant and current and it sounds super cool?
Well, an album and a CD are pretty much the same thing. A CD could be one song or it could be 1,000 songs, as long as it's on a disc. An EP is a short version of an album. An album usually may be 10 to 14 songs. An EP could be anywhere from 3 to 6, let's say. And my particular EP has 4. So I think originally, back in the day, EP stood for extended play. So if you had a single, then you released an EP, which was an extended play. There was more than one song on there. And then I think an LP is what a full-length album is. And I'm not sure what the L means in that one, but
long play. No,
maybe.
Long play. Yeah, long play. Well, extended play.
You're probably right.
Kind of the same. Wow. Okay,
yep.
So I could technically say, for you, CD or EP, and that would
right.
be... That would be safe. Okay, all right.
Or a release. A release is another. The new release from Jiggly Jones.
Oh, all right. My goodness, it's so confusing for me with the music stuff. Now, so your CD or EP is entitled No Spring Chicken. Now, we've heard that term many times, at least if you're maybe over 30, you've heard it before. Why did you choose this title for your song? What is the, for your album, what is the, oh, now I'm saying album, for your CD. See, I'm all confused now. Why did you decide on this particular name? Does it have any meaning to you? What is...
Sure. Yeah, it's sort of a joking, kind of sarcastic look at the music industry. It just seems like more and more they lean towards the younger and younger artists and leaving the older guys left hanging out to dry, so to speak.
Yeah.
But, and I'm not 18 anymore, so I don't fit into the spring chicken category. So I did it as sort of like a joke, saying that I'm not 18 anymore, but here I am, here's some music, and I hope you like it.
Well, it's not just the music industry. I tell you, I think first I thought it was just the world of the actor. They always want young, 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 young.
Right.
40, you're lucky if you get a an audition or a part. Wow. But as I get older, I realize there is a place for everyone. I mean, if you're smart enough that you can build up your fan base, there will always be someone that is a fan of your work. If you have the talent, I would imagine. With this industry as it is, talk a little bit about it, because is it something, as you've grown wiser, older and wiser, is it an industry that you would now say to young people who are thinking of pursuing a career in, and I don't want to limit you, but I'm going to say country music is your forte, is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit left of center when it comes to country, but yeah, that's the general genre that I'm in.
Okay. Would you say to, if there were young people out there who wanted to pursue a career in music, based on what you know and have experienced up until this point, is this a career that you would still feel strongly recommending to pursue?
I would say to anyone that has the passion and the persistence, the main word is persistence, because it doesn't happen overnight, and contrary to some people's beliefs, the overnight success thing is very rare. Usually it's someone that has somebody that's really important in the industry to cut through all that red tape and such. I would say that if you're passionate about it and you have the ability to persevere, definitely go for it. I would want you to hone your craft first before you go out in the public. Really get down to business when it comes to working on your talents and stuff behind closed doors first, because once you're out there in front of a bunch of people, it's a little different.
Now, do you, of course, if you can afford to take classes with people, it can be very expensive. It really can, taking lessons. Is there any way that, or anything that you can recommend to people that may not be able to afford to pay for those expensive instrumental lessons, like guitar lessons, bass lessons, because they're pretty, they're expensive. What can you do? Can you, in this day and age, with all of the computer programs and things, can you recommend anything you can buy online and practice along with? Or do you really honestly need to be with another person to learn it?
You know, I think music is so widespread anymore that there's bound to be someone you know that plays an instrument. And there you go. If you have a friend that plays an instrument, no matter how good they are, they can give you a little insight into the first step. At that point, there's probably a million websites you can go on for different things. YouTube, if you go on YouTube, it's amazing. You can learn a lot of things.
Yeah.
You just type in the search engine specifically what you want, and I guarantee there'll be someone that comes up with a guitar in their hand trying to show you a G chord.
It's true. Yeah, you can type. I mean, it's amazing. My husband does that. He's a software developer by day and then a jazz musician at night. So if he gets a call to do a gig for the weekend and they come up with songs that he's never heard of because he gets weird requests, then he'll go right on Google and he'll pull the song up. And there's like maybe 50,000 people, of course, singing the song, and he can even pull up guitar chords for that song, and there's somebody out there teaching. So I think you're right. I think that you could pretty much learn any instrument now, or at least get the basics just by going to YouTube. So that's a great idea. Now, are you a solo artist, or are you in a band as well, or...
I'm a solo artist. I write all my own music, and when I record, I usually bring in what's called session players, which are guys that are proficient at learning songs really quick, and they come in. Luckily, all the people that came in on this particular record were friends of mine that I've met through music over the years. So when I go out and play live, as of right now, I play with just me and my guitar. It's just an acoustic thing. Hopefully, eventually, a full band would be the best thing. Right now, I'm just doing it by myself.
Now, you have a video out for a video and a single for Ain't That All Right, which is the song we're about to hear. Did you say, hey, you know, I need a video to go with this song? And because a lot of I notice a lot of musicians, they'll do the song, they'll do the CD, but they don't accompany it with a video, which I think is a very smart thing to do, because you just never know when you need to even use that as a presentation piece, or sort of like, and I'll put air quotes on this, as a resume, you know, because people will hear you, they'll hear you if you want to send it to a record label, but they want to see you. People want to see you perform, because it's people want. Well, people, let's see, the powers that be want to see that you have the look, or you have an ability to perform that's pleasing. So I think it's a great idea to do a video, which you've done. Now, tell us about that. Did you just say, you know what, I got to have a video for this? Did someone suggest doing a video for it? And how did you put that all together, and what are you doing with the video?
Well, for that song, I actually have two videos. One I did a while back. It was just me playing my guitar live. It's just, I'm just sitting there in the bathroom where the sound is the best. Everybody likes to sing in the shower. So, you know.
Don't tell me you're sitting where I think you're sitting to do that song. You are.
I absolutely am.
Oh, my God. Okay, we got that picture. All right.
Yeah, well, you know, there's nothing... There's
fully
nothing bad about it, I think.
Just fully clothed, right?
Right, exactly. It just happened to be the only seat in there at the time. So,
and you just happened to have a video camera in your bathroom, which is scary, or you're a little sex fiend. Something's going on.
Right, so well, you know... The audio in the bathrooms is always the best. Everybody's always
That's
talking about
true.
How they sing in the shower, this,
That's
that, and the other.
True. Everybody
so,
sounds good in the bathroom, right?
Yeah, right, right. So that was like me showcasing my ability to play live, basically. But the video I just released here was suggested to me by my manager, Michael Stover. He said that he thought maybe I should have a video for this song when we release it. And my kids helped me do it. I have three young kids, and the two girls, well, actually all of them, my two-year-old son was in it too, but the girls are really getting proficient at these iPads, and I was, I was recognizing all the little video things that they were putting together. I said, we ought to do a video. So, right on the front page of my website is this video for Ain't That All Right that me and the kids put together. It's pretty funny. You know, it's sort of low budget, but it's really neat, you know, and it was stressful and fun at the same time.
So. Now, is it just on your website, or did you put it on YouTube as well?
It's on YouTube as well. You know, you can go to Jiggly Jones Music, youtube.com/Jiggly Jones Music, and all my videos will be on there. But the easiest thing is just to go to jigglyjones.com, and all my videos are also on that too. So. You go to the video link, but the one I'm talking about is right on the home page, sitting there staring right at you when you go to jigglyjones.com. So,
and that is not on the toilet. You took the kids out of the bathroom.
Right. Some of that's outside.
Oh, good. Okay, we definitely are going to check that out. Now, what is this Bright Star International? I hear that you're working with them to further your cause of helping children, the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. That's such a noble thing. What? Tell us about that.
Well, that's something that's brand new. Actually, that was just put on my website recently. It's still in the works, but the idea is the Bright Star International is a company in Nashville that places artists with charities. That's their sole job, is to do that. And they allowed me to pick the charity that I was most passionate about. And you know, kids are my life. I mean, you know, my life revolves around my kids. So I can't imagine what it would be like being a kid who's underprivileged and unable to have all the things that a lot of other kids do, you know, to help them fulfill their life. So through Bright Star International, I'm going to hopefully stop into some of these areas where, you know, hopefully they could recognize me, or at least know that there's opportunities out there, you know, when they grow up that are different than what they might see on an everyday basis.
That is so admirable. I have never heard of Bright Star International. So you can be any type of musical artist. They don't just take specific types. You can be any type of musical artist, and they will kind of book you out, like at hospitals, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is to promote the charity using someone who might be familiar to people. In other words, you know, if
someone with a name.
Yes, let's say you know, Johnny Cash or something, and everybody knows the name, then in that way it draws more attention to the actual charity. Now right now I'm not a household name, that's for sure, but I guess the idea is hope that someday I will be, and if so, then I will be able to draw attention to that charity by using just my name. Like I said, right now it's just in the early stages. I haven't really, it's just been put on my website recently, so I haven't delved real deeply into it yet, so hopefully it'll get rolling soon, though.
I think so, and that is that's an offshoot of the Boys and Girls Club of America. That's one of their programs that they have.
Well, that's just a charity that they had me choose.
Oh.
In other words, if I wanted to choose the Red Cross or something,
oh,
or whatever, you know,
I
would choose that. And it's not just the Boys and Girls Club. It could be Big Brothers and Big Sisters, anything to do with kids, basically.
I see. And what is the website for people to check that out? Is it brightstarinternational.com?
There's a link on my website, which I'm looking at right now. And when I go to the Bright Star thing, I don't think their website is totally ready to go yet. I keep coming up to a WordPress thing. Like I said, it's still developing, and
it's a new company.
Right, right. And this, my comments about what I plan on doing are right there on my website in the same spot where it says charity. So.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah.
Oh well, it's great to know, because you've introduced this Bright Star International company that's in its in the inception, and there are people who are going to listen to this, and they're going to go right to the Google, and they're going to Google Bright Star International. So you're really actually helping to promote them a lot. So
that's
hopefully.
The whole purpose.
Hopefully they'll get the website up soon by the time this thing airs. My goodness, that would be like a lot of exposure for them. So you might want to tell them they're being promoted on the website. Get it rolling, boy. So we are going to listen now to your song, which is Ain't That All Right. And again, it's off of Jiggly Jones', I'm going to say, latest CD, which is No Spring Chicken, off the top of my head? Yeah, No Spring Chicken. And we're going to listen to that, and we're going to hear how wonderful you are. And then when we come back, we're going to answer the questions that we got when we announced that Jiggly Jones was going to be on the show. We thank you so much for sending those email questions, and hopefully Jiggly will be able to answer them. I think he will. So let's listen to the song. This is Ain't That All Right by Jiggly Jones, who wrote it, right? Correct? Wrote it.
Yeah.
And off of the No Spring Chicken CD. So, Ronan, take it away.
Advice. Where are you? and how I feel. But by the way, I hope to somehow get through the day.
Somewhere Michael had sent over that you were kind of like a Dylan meets Petty kind of delivery, and I totally hear that. I hear that. So that was awesome. I love that.
Thank you very much.
You're a really good guitar player. I really like that twang. I mean, I'm not a music expert, but I love how it sounded very, almost in the beginning, the guitar sounded kind of Dixieland, like that.
Yeah,
Dixie.
That's a friend of mine. Yeah, that's a friend of mine. That's Lauren Porta doing that. It's called a resonator guitar. It's like a, if you ever see a guitar, it looks like it has a metal hubcap on the front of it, like a big brown metal. Yeah, that's what that is.
Oh, wow. I like that sound, because I'm sort of attracted to the Dixieland sort of guitar sound. So that kind of, I think that was a great intro for the song. That's really good. I think that's going to be a hit. Now the song, the album, No Spring Chicken, which this song comes off of, the album has charted on both the Roots Music Report and the Americana Music Association chart. Now, not being familiar with these two things, what are the Roots Music Report and the Americana Music Association chart? How does that fit in with music?
The AMA, which is the Americana chart, is the chart for Americana music. It's the Billboard chart. The other chart is one of many charts that's out there now that can be specifically for internet radio play, which that one there covers internet radio, which is a new phenomena.
Of course.
Yeah. And so actually some of the information has changed since you've gotten that. I'm number 4 on the Roots chart now.
Oh my God, he moved up.
Yeah. There's actually two things I'm on that same. They have different genres on this Roots chart, and I'm on two different genres on Roots Country, and I think the other one's called True Country. And on that one, I'm 15, and on Roots Country, I'm 4. So I'm really making some waves there. And overseas, I'm getting a ton of airplay over there. So you know, it's international, I guess.
Are you like David Hasselhoff, who has a huge following in Germany? What's your country? I don't know what it is, but my show has a huge following in Slovenia. It's really bizarre. It's weird. So what's your country?
I think it started with the Netherlands. It's spread now. It's into Asia and somewhat in Australia also. So
that is so cool. Well, now you've got to have Michael set up gigs for you. You got to get yourself over there. You're going to have to do like a whole a website crowdfunding thing to raise money to get yourself over there and book some gigs.
That's a good idea. Give
your fans what they want. Get yourself over there, right? Everybody,
right.
I mean, I'm in the, there's a website for what I do, which is like Kickstarter and Indiegogo, which focuses more on getting money, they're crowdfunding websites. And they, okay. You put your project up there, what you want to do. It could be, hey, I need to travel to Botswana to visit my sick aunt, and people will give you money. So why not start a crowdfunding thing to get yourself over to your people over in the Netherlands, right? Talk
right.
to Michael. Let's make
I will.
It happen. I'll promote it. I'll promote it on the radio show.
That's awesome.
Okay, so let's get to these questions, because I know these people are just standing anxiously by. Let's take the first question from James from Seattle, Washington. And he said, hey, Jiggly, when do you know when you're ready to get out of your bedroom? Oh, wait a minute. Now, that doesn't sound right. I think he means, you know, when you sing, probably.
Right.
And I hope that's what it means. All
right.
Go ahead.
In my case, it would be the bathroom, right?
Yes, instead of the bedroom.
You gotta go with your gut feeling. I would say that you want to record yourself as much as possible so you can listen to yourself played back. There's a big difference between you're sitting there playing something, and as soon as you play it, it's gone forever. If you record yourself as much as possible, then you'll hear how you've progressed. You know, the tape doesn't lie. So, you know, I would say to do it that way, and to just go by what your friends say when they're listening to you. Just, you know, you can go out and do something that's small at first. You don't have to go for broke right off the bat. So, you know, it's like a step process. You take the first step and the next step.
Yeah, they have these little, I don't know about where you guys are. Well, that's Seattle. I assume they have tons of these in Seattle. James, they have lots of little, what is it, open mic nights, sort of.
Yeah,
like, they call
there
them
you
open
go.
Mic nights, and you just
yep.
go, and they're having jam sessions. So just take your instrument there, and I think that the musicians just will let you come up. You sign in.
Sure.
Right? Am I right?
I've done it a million times. You sign up. You go like a half an hour early, and they have a list, and you sign up. Sometimes if you get there early enough, you can pick whatever spot you go. You can go first or third or eighth or whatever. And, you know, and they usually give you time enough to play two or three songs. So that's a good idea. That's a great way to get started. Another way is just to play at a party where you're comfortable.
Yeah.
There's people that you know, things like that, you know.
Yeah. Now, you had said, Jiggly, to listen to your friends, but, you know, sometimes they will, because they're your friend, they're going to say, oh, my God, you sound great. And I reference that from when we watch American Idol, and they come on there, and they can't sing, God bless them, they can't sing a note, and they're like, well, my mother and father and all my friends said I was great. So you've got to take that with a grain of salt. They're trying to be supportive. But, you know, you got to listen to yourself, and you got to ask people who you don't know and say, hey, don't tell them it's you, and say, what do you think of this artist? And you'll get an honest opinion. Okay,
right.
Let's go on to Trent from Newark, New Jersey. And he says, hello, Jig. I guess he feels happy saying that. Hey, Jig, what's the best way to get gigs as a solo artist?
Well, you got to know your venue. Solo artists, these days, one of the best places to play are coffee houses. The
right.
acoustics are perfect. You know, the crowd is very intimate. You know, it's always hit or miss sometimes. Some areas are difficult to get shows, period. Whether you're a solo artist or a band, Philadelphia area is really difficult. It's just you just got to keep plugging. You got to keep after these guys. You know, obviously they're going to want you to bring people in to make them money, this, that, and the other. But as a solo artist, I would say shoot for the coffee houses if you can. Mm-hmm. They're usually set up for that kind of thing.
Yeah, and Trent, I'm going to just go into the rest of your email. I only took the question, but Jiggly, what had happened, according to Trent's email, is that he was in a band, but he got kicked out of the band. And
okay.
He, I don't know why he didn't say, but he said he got kicked out of the band, so he's going to go as a solo artist. So let's just say, Trent, you didn't say why you were kicked out of the band, but you might want to work on yourself, because if a band kicked you out, we might have some problems, right?
Well, there could be a million reasons for that, you know.
Trent, so let's evaluate. Let's look at this objectively. Now, we got it. We can't just say, oh, those bastards were jealous of me. You might have a problem, so fix that first and then go on, okay, as a solo artist. Maybe you were meant to be a solo artist. You can't get along with people, and that's fine. That's fine, all right. But figure
bands
out.
Bands are tough, though, you know.
That's
tough
true.
To keep a band together. You got five different personalities. I mean, look at marriages. You know, there's two people and they can't get along half the time. So you know, you're talking about five people. You're not making money. You're not a star yet. So you're, you know, everybody wants to be an instant star. So you got to have the patience. So yeah, getting a band together and keeping everybody on the same page is very difficult. So there could have been a million reasons why he's not in the band anymore. I mean, you know.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, the Beatles weren't even together that long. But, you know, look at that. But then you have the Rolling Stones that are still together.
Yeah, right.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I would love to interview these bands and ask what do they think the secret is. Because they had the drug problems and the alcohol problems and the, you know, arguments. But somehow there was something that kept them together. Was it another person that was mediating? Was it that deep down they knew? I don't know. And that has always been a mystery to me. But there are only a few bands that we know of that are the famous ones that have stayed together.
Right.
The Beatles, arguably, of course, one of the best bands in the world. They couldn't even keep it together, and they're more popular than ever these days. So it just depends, you know.
There's luck. You know, there's luck involved too. You know, you just happen to be lucky enough to meet the right people. You know, and you know, you have to mesh musically first of all, and then your relationships have to be strong. So you know, I think you know, some of these bands, like say the Rolling Stones, they don't know what it's like to break up. So maybe they wouldn't even be able to answer that question as to why they, you know what I mean? Like they just got into this situation and stayed in it, you know?
Yeah. I wonder what made them stay though, because I know I have heard so many stories and I have personally witnessed bands breaking up because of one wants to be more, has the star feeling, I like to call it, over the other one. They want to be the star, and if a guitar player plays better than they do and they play guitar, then there's arguing. And then, of course, if one guy, I've seen bands break up because one guy is having an affair with another bandmate's girlfriend. I mean, there's all kinds. Just chaos. I don't know how the hell you keep a band together, but anyway, Trey, look into that, honey. Look into that. Now, this one comes from Robert from Baltimore, Maryland, and he says, Mr. Jiggly, what is the greatest strength and weakness of a band? Wow, did we just talk about that? Well, I don't know. Yeah. You haven't been in a band, so you wouldn't know. That, I guess that question's not relevant.
Well, I've been in bands in the past. You know,
okay.
The only reason I did this solo this time was because it was the best way for me to showcase my music and still be a family man at the same time. Mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about setting up band practice because I can pick up my guitar anytime I want. I could actually be with my kids and be strumming on the guitar and moving forward. So it was more of a decision based off of my lifestyle. Otherwise, I might be in a band right now, you know, collaborating and things like that. So,
strength and weakness of a band?
Well, obviously, the greatest strength would be their ability to create great music. You know, if you can do that, that'll
get along together.
Right.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you can create great music and everybody in the band knows it's great, and that will inspire you to continue on and maybe overlook some of the personality differences and things, you know. So I would say the strength of the music would be the number one thing. That's what you're there for in the first place. So, you know, weaknesses, we've mentioned those already.
No fooling with your bandmate's girlfriend. No cheating. And no drugs and alcohol. I mean, I know that used to be the thing to do, but now it's not so PC. It's kind of, you look like a lush, and it's not really how you should handle your business, because you're going to have a hangover, you're going to be late for the rehearsals, you might not show up to a gig. So just no drugs, no alcohol, no women. I know. What the hell? I've taken away all the fun things about a man. Nobody's going to tune into my damn show anymore. They're like, what?
That's right. Didn't they said sex, drugs, and rock and roll. There you go. You just ruined everything, didn't you?
I took it all away, didn't I? Oh, my God. I think I'm giving advice for a gospel band or a Christian band now. Maybe that's what I'm doing. Okay, so this is a good question. This is from Carl from Queens, New York. And he said, hey, Jig. Oh, they like to call you Jig. That might be it. When do you know when you should start looking for a band manager? We've been playing for over a year, local gigs, and one of the guys says we need to get a band manager. I think it's too soon, but I'm getting a lot of pressure.
If you're an original band, make sure you have your music together first, because that's what you're going to use to sell yourself to the manager. I would say when you think you're ready. I mean, you can go for years and not have a manager. If you have people in the band that can get things done, you really don't need a manager to a point. You know, there'll be a time if you want to take it to the next level that you might need a manager. And it's not an easy thing to do to get a manager. It's like a mini version of trying to get a record deal. I mean, you're shopping your stuff, and they're not sure if they don't know you, so you have to impress them. And it's difficult. It took me years at times to find people to work with me.
Yeah, this guy, know. I mean, now let me tell you, Carl, your friend may be a little delusional, God bless him, but, you know, you can't say, oh, we're ready, he thinks that you guys are ready. If most of the band has trepidations about going for this band manager thing, because remember, you do have to, I think you have to pay them, right? Right?
Well, a percentage usually. Yeah. So that's why it's hard to find one, because they're going to take you on and invest in you, and they're seeing money in the future that they'll get a percentage of. So they're not just going to take anybody. They're going to take people that they think are going to make them money down the road. And, you know, they deserve that percentage. They're working for you. So it's a team thing. And, you know, if you think you're ready to find a manager, it's not going to hurt for you to try. I mean, yeah. I'm not saying, you know, if someone picks you up, great. You know, if not, then you got to figure out a way to move to the next step on your own.
Yeah. I mean, if you have somebody that's really organized in the band and can is really good at promoting and really good at social media, maybe he could take on a dual role as a band manager for now. But the guy in the band, I would say, he may want to look into what it takes to get a band manager. And there are, and a lot of people hire like their mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters, and this is not a good thing to go with family members, because there will be an all-out Hatchfield and McCoy war going on. Am I right?
Sometimes
Jiggly?
It works.
Sometimes, like, yeah,
yeah,
sometimes
I think,
it works. Yeah, like for Chris Kardashian. Yeah, it works.
I think Taylor Swift, I think her parents were heavily involved when she first started, so
that's true. You know, for a solo artist, though, not a band. Can you imagine?
Yeah, well, you
a
know,
band?
Yeah.
But you'll just have to check it out and feel it. Again, I think Jiggly's absolutely right. It doesn't hurt to try if there's somebody that really believes in you and maybe wants to be a band manager for more than one band and wants to get experience. They can start with you. Why not? If they can work for free, that's fantastic. Well, you know what? We are out of time. So, unfortunately, we missed a couple questions. But you know what? We're going to ask Jiggly Jones to come back on our show next year. And hopefully he has, I know he will have, lots of exciting news. He's probably going to move all the way down the chart to number one by then. And he'll be on to more number one songs. And maybe we will hear about more bathroom revelations, more bathroom videos to come. You can start a whole trilogy of bathroom videos. Oh, my goodness, Jiggly Jones. That'll put a whole new meaning to your name, Jiggly Jones. We may not want that. Wow. Thank you so much. Do you have anything to say to your fans?
I want to say it to you. I really appreciate you. You're a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun here. This is cool. You're important to people like me. So I just want to thank you before I left the phone here. But I just want to say that if you're anything, the hub for anything Jiggly Jones is jigglyjones.com. So just,
yeah.
That's where you should go for all kind of links to shoot off to Facebook and there's videos and photos and lyrics. The whole works is right there. So.
Yeah, let's go to his website, and we're going to link. I am going to ask that everyone go to his website right now, jiggleyjones.com, and go to his Facebook page and like him on Facebook and Twitter. I'm assuming he's on Twitter. So give him some likes, give him some follows, and go buy that CD and help support Jiggly Jones, because Jiggly Jones needs to get to the Netherlands, okay? We need to send him out on his quest, his music quest. So let's help our friend Jiggly Jones. And again, Ain't That All Right, off the CD, buy it. It's fantastic. Jiggly, we loved you, and we hope that you come back next year. So talk to Michael and get a date scheduled before they're all gone, because they're going hot and heavy. We would love to find out what's coming next year for you. We'd like to hear what's going to happen. So thank you so much.
Sure. I would love to be back, Priscilla. You're awesome. So.
Oh, you're awesome, and I love that little Pennsylvania accent you got going on. You know, we got the East Coast accent. I know you can hear mine as well, even though I'm from Connecticut. I did the whole triad, so I can hear the accent. It's definitely a Pennsylvania accent. But thank you, JigglyJones.com. Tune in next week, everybody. Again, have a great week, and we'll see you next week on Question Reality. Say goodbye, Jiggly.
Goodbye, Jiggly.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
You're listening to Question Reality. Question Reality with Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.